Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, April 20th. Coming up in today's episode, voting percentage from fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Poll violence reported in Bengal. Prime Minister Modi on communalism charges. Enforcement directorate's big charge against Aam Aadmi Party. And Iran President Ibrahim Raisi dies in a helicopter crash. First up, India recorded 56.7% voting in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election 2024, according to provisional data provided by the Election Commission of India. Voting took place across 8 states and 2 union territories for 49 seats. The number is 6% lower than the total 2019 fifth phase voter turnout, which was 62%. Bengal recorded the highest voter turnout with 73%, while the lowest was Maharashtra with 48%. To be noted, this is just provisional data till 5 p.m. today. Ladakh with 67% and Jharkhand with 61.9% ranked second and third highest for voter turnout. Apart from Jammu and Kashmir, all states have reported lower turnout than 2019 fifth phase till 5 p.m. Odisha, voting for assembly elections today, reported 60.5% voting till 5 p.m. Uttar Pradesh with 14 and Maharashtra with 13 seats have the highest number of seats and contenders in this phase. Maharashtra has the battle of alliances with Mahayuti versus Mahavikas Aghadi, formerly one party Shiv Sena and Shiv Sena Uddhav Bal Thackeray, and formerly one party NCP, which is now Nationalist Congress Party and Nationalist Congress Party Sharad Chandra Pawar. All four parties after the split are now NDA versus India Bloc or Mahayuti versus Mahavikas Aghadi in Maharashtra. Key fights today include Amethi in Uttar Pradesh with incumbent BJP MP and Union Minister Smriti Irani versus Congress's veteran leader K.L. Sharma. In Raebareli, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will fight to retain the Congress stronghold against BJP's Dinesh Pratap Singh. Other key leaders today include BJP's Rajnath Singh in Lucknow, Union Minister Piyush Goyal in Mumbai North, Trinamool's Kalyan Banerjee in Srirampur, and Samajwadi's Avadhesh Prasad and Ravidas Mehrotra. During the polls today, Election Commission received over 1,000 complaints in Bengal related to malfunctioning EVMs, agents being stopped from entering polling booths, and voters being threatened or stopped from going to cast their votes in different constituencies. In Barakpur, Congress-turned-BJP leader Kaustubh Bagchi's car was reportedly attacked. BJP alleged the attack took place under the leadership of Trinamool's Sheikh Raja. In Hooghly, a local Trinamool leader was critically wounded when he was attacked with a sharp weapon, allegedly by members related to BJP. Around 25 kilometers away in Khanakul, another clash broke out between workers of the two rival parties, in which a BJP panchayat leader was injured. Meanwhile, Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis requested the Election Commission to look into complaints regarding the slow pace of voting in Mumbai, news agency PTI reported. In Bihar, speaking to the media ahead of Prime Minister Modi's two-day rally in his state, RJD leader and former Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar, Tejaswi Yadav, said, and I quote, "The BJP has 39 out of 40 MPs in Bihar. His words are meaningless now. The Prime Minister hasn't talked about giving Bihar a special status or given us even a sewing needle factory, let alone any big industrial investment. The people have decided that he will be going now," unquote. In other election news, Calcutta High Court has restrained the Bharatiya Janata Party from publishing any kind of derogatory advertisements against the Trinamool Congress until further orders. The High Court also slammed the Election Commission of India for, quote, "grossly failing to address the complaints filed by Trinamool against ads by BJP making personal attacks on the party." Quote, "The Election Commission has grossly failed to address the complaints of Trinamool in due time. This court is surprised that resolution of the complaints under the conclusion of elections is nothing to the court, and as such in due failure on part of the ECI in due time, this court is constrained to pass an injunction order," unquote, Justice Bhattacharya said in his order. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has turned the opposition's allegation of communal politics against the BJP on its head, telling NDTV that the opposition is not only communal, but their politics is also riddled with casteist and vote bank ideas. He said, and I quote, "This is how they run their politics. I have thought sometimes that I should be careful, but now I think whether I'm labeled communal or not. No matter what anyone says about me, I will expose their sins. Unquote. He told NDTV's editor-in-chief Sanjay Pugalia. He also discussed India's technological rise, employment, and a thousand-year-long vision, along with other key issues for this election season. The full interview is available on NDTV's YouTube channel. And next, the Enforcement Directorate has claimed that Aam Aadmi Party received rupees 7.8 crore as foreign funds between 2014 and 2022, allegedly in violation of Foreign Contribution Regulation Act or FCRA, the Representation of People Act or RPA, and several Indian penal codes, according to ED documents submitted to the Union Home Ministry. The Enforcement Directorate had claimed last week it will be naming Aam Aadmi Party as an offender in the ongoing case of alleged scam in the Delhi Excise Policy 2021. Several Aam Aadmi Party leaders, including Sanjay Singh, Chief Minister, Arvind Kejriwal, Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, and Satyendra Jain, were incarcerated in this case. Currently, Sanjay Singh and Chief Minister are out on bail. According to the agency, multiple donors used the same passport numbers, email IDs, mobile numbers, and credit cards to donate to the Aam Aadmi Party. The Enforcement Directorate shared all of these with the Union Home Ministry, relating to its investigation with details of donors, including mode of donation, bank number of the receiver, bank number of the sender, billing telephone numbers, billing email, date and time of donations, and so on, under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. The Aam Aadmi Party has meanwhile refuted all these claims. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi told the media today, and I quote, "After the Swati Maliwal ploy failed, they have this case now, they will have another claim tomorrow. This matter is years old, all clarifications have been made with relevant authorities. The BJP is doing all this just before the elections. This is not the Enforcement Directorate's case, this is Bharatiya Janata Party's case. The Prime Minister is afraid of Kejriwalji," unquote. Breaking from breaking news, as politicians in India are fighting verbal fights this election season, the Taiwanese parliament took political battle, quite literally, this weekend. Taiwan's opposition parties, KMT and TPP, wanted to fast-track their version of a legislature reforms bill against the ruling Democratic Progressive Party. As soon as the proceedings began, verbal fights turned violent, as one lawmaker snatched the bill and tried to run away with it. Some then tried to take control of the podium, and video shared online show the lawmakers breaking all laws by grabbing, pushing and elbowing fellow parliamentarians. Some had to be taken to emergency medical care. Now, back to news. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi has been killed in a helicopter crash near Iran's border with Azerbaijan. According to Iran state media, search and rescue teams recovered bodies from the wreckage and reported there were no survivors. Raisi was returning to Tehran from a dam inauguration event from Azerbaijan, which was attended by President Ilham Aliyev, media reports said. The aircraft was carrying around 9 people, including Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian, Governor of Iran's East Azerbaijan province, and other officials and bodyguards. All reported dead, according to Tasnim News Agency. The authorities claim they lost contact with the aircraft on Sunday as it navigated fog-covered mountains in northwest Iran. An Israeli source speaking to Reuters on condition of anonymity has ruled out Israel's involvement. In April, Iran launched an unprecedented direct attack on Israel, authorized by Raisi, which it had said was in retaliation for what it considered to be an Israeli attack on its diplomatic consulate in Syria. The Iranian government has also been supporting Palestine in the Israel-Hamas war. World leaders including China's President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan have all offered condolences to Iran on the death of the 63-year-old hardline cleric who became Iran's president in June 2021. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Raisi had been a true, reliable friend of Russia. Lebanon has declared 3 days of mourning. Both Hamas and Hezbollah have also issued statements offering condolences to Iran, while Pakistan has declared 1 day of public mourning. The United States, a strong ally of Israel, is yet to respond to the news of Raisi's death. But earlier reports said that the President, Joe Biden, has been briefed about the situation. India, meanwhile, has also announced a day of mourning on Tuesday, an Indian flag will be flown at half-mast. And lastly, teenage HPV vaccination against cervical cancer is cutting cases of the cancer by 90%, figures for England show. Historically, cervical cancer impacted deprived groups more than any other cancer, and there was a concern that HPV vaccination may not reach those at greater risk. But a new study published in the British Medical Journal shows that this isn't the case. Lead author Professor Peter Sassini from Queen Mary University of London said, and I quote, "This study captures the huge success of the school-based vaccination program in helping people close those gaps and reach people from even the most deprived communities." That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.